The Grand Prix begins now. Our main event.
Introducing Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Hey, every time I go into the gym, think of it. You lace that shit. Well done, buddy.
You want to touch gloves? Do so now. Good luck to you both.
I saw you traveling, man.
Yeah, we're all over.
Here we go.
This heavyweight Grand Prix is awesome when you look at who's in it and what it's going to prove.
Never throw a knee to the face like that, ever. Throw your inside knee, because then you have a pit, you still have a post on the outside.
Beautiful inside trip by Chael Sonnen.
Chael just pummeled. Pummel here.
Smart, good ground fighting by Chael Sonnen.
15 seconds, Chael, go, baby.
They go the distance.
Chael, the American Gangster.
Good job, man. Thank you.
Good job.
My message to Matt is, keep your hands up.
Roy, you got me 5 years ago, but I'm different. The question is, are you?
Big Country is one of those weird nicknames that I got because they thought, because I was pretty good at wrestling, they thought I was like from Oklahoma or Iowa. They'd call me Big Country, and I said, I'm not from the country, I'm from Las Vegas, you know, and the more I fought it, the more they egged it on and it stuck. So then I became Big Country. Jackson loves being outdoors because he's, you know, all boy, so he likes to be in the dirt. See, it's really exciting. I think this is, you know, 2018 is my year. I just want to go out and show the fans, you know, that I'm one of the best fighters in the world, and then just go out there and make the fans proud.
I have to work on organization. It's crazy if I don't. So when we got in today, noticed that my chives, my green onions, are sideways. So I have to fix them here, just put it out. Looks like, yay. My elephant got knocked lopsided, so I have to straighten that out as well right now. I bought this at a joint right down the street that's still crooked. I've always really appreciated elephants. I think elephants are an incredible being. They're docile, intelligent, beautiful, passive animals that you just don't cross. They protect themselves, they protect their young. There's nothing like an elephant in nature, and I find myself to be along that same line. I'm a human elephant. Tonight, we're gonna go train with Coach Reno, the strength conditioning coach over at Purdue. I want them to see my work ethic so that they can model themselves at that, because I work my ass off, I always have. And they say ass in the Bible, little girl, I can say it.
We're over at the Mayweather gym, so, you know, gotta get our hands and our feet good.
This is the most famous gym in the world, the most competitive gym in the world. Our mantra is hard work and dedication.
They're making me better, a better fighter every day. Like, you know, everybody's like always trying to encourage everybody, but everybody's also trying to give everybody shit.
We're bringing more hunger, more power, more tenaciousness from an already very, very strong mixed martial artist. Matt already knows what to expect. He's already been defeated by Roy once. It's gonna be worse this time. He's gonna get the shit pounded out of him.
At the end of the day, I just know I'm gonna beat Matt. You know, it's like the perfect storm.
We are here at Purdue University in the field house. Played football here, I was an All-American as a freshman, All Big Ten junior and senior year. I guess I'm a full-fledged Hoosier now.
You know, so we're always training him to be athletic because that's his game. Split up. Quick.
Get out there!
So that's why you saw us warming up with the football. Played football. It's get his body moving, get the blood flowing, and then we get into our drills. To make it in the NFL, to make it as the heavyweight champion, you have to be willing 7 days a week to do every little thing there is for you to do to be that elite athlete. Six, come on, fight it. Seven, eight, come on. Two more. Nine, one more. Excellent, there you go.
I don't think many people outwork me. Now granted, I out-athlete a lot of people because I'm lucky, I'm gifted. But when it comes down to straight on work ethic, I think I'm a grinder.
I'm like a pit bull to Matt. Every day since they came out with this Grand Prix, it's been go time. I can challenge him every day in this weight room.
My opinion, I'm the best in the world. So if you got the balls to disrespect me because you beat me 5 years ago in my sixth fight ever, bitch, you got nothing coming. I'll see you on the 16th, little buddy.
I grew the mullet out when I actually started The Ultimate Fighter. The mullet's not my thing, it's actually my wife's thing. She loves the mullet because she loves my hair. The only time I have to worry about my wife is when she gets like, reads one of those magazines or something. She's like, you know what? I like your hair in a man bun or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know.
What's that? Let me see that. You know what that looks like? Looks like somebody who doesn't know how to read just tried to scribble
border.
A bunch of X's.
It says
kind of, do you want me to sign it too or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? You want to hold that cap? Thanks. Oh, sorry. Just had to make sure it worked. That's all. See what happened? Why is it just.
No,
just
stop. See,
there you go. 3, 2, 1, go. Lights off. I launched that sock right in his mouth. Sweet dreams, Roy. And I'll be trying to do my best to put you to sleep in the ring pretty soon. Night, little buddy.